בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. Hello, my name is Avigail, Shliach Tzibur. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehilim, Perek 28, Kaf Chet. Says David HaMelech, LeDavid, Elecha Hashem Ekra, Tzuri, Al Techerash Mimeni. LeDavid, this chapter was composed by David, and he says, Elecha Hashem Ekra, to you Hashem I call, Tzuri, my rock, my strength, Al Techerash Mimeni. Don't pretend you don't hear me. Don't be quiet on me. Pen techeshe mimeni venimshalti im yordei bor. Because maybe if you'll stay quiet, you'll pretend you're not there next to me, I will be compared to those who are already in the pit, underground, buried. In this perek, David HaMelech, his tefillah, he composed this perek for those who pretend to be his friends. You know, David HaMelech was a king, was a warrior. He had generals. And we see throughout history, many times he had people that pretended to be on his side. And they did things that he not necessarily agreed with. So in this perek, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, guide me and help me to be careful to be saved from the unknown enemy, from those who pretend to be on my side and they're really not. So this is what David HaMelech composed this perek for that. In this perek he also asked that when they go out to war, even if he's not with them, as it happened when he got older, that they told him, you could stay and we will go to war without you, that still HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be on their side and help them win the war. And he also prays that at the time that he doesn't need to go to war anymore and that they could go without him, that this should actually happen so he would be able to spend more time with learning Torah and being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what David wrote this perek for. But as we know that anything that was recorded in the Torah is for generations, is not just for the time being when the composer composed this Perek of Tehilim. So we're going to put more attention on how it's talking to us, this Perek. So, Pasuk Aleph, LeDavid, Elecha Hashem Ekra, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, I call you, Shema kol tachanunai. Next pasuk. Listen to the voice of me begging you, asking you. Benasi adai. I'm sorry. Beshavi elecha, benasi adai el dvir kodshecha. As I beg you, as I cry to you, as I raise my hand towards facing your holy place, which is the Beit HaMikdash, the holy temple in Yerushalayim, that every time when we pray, that's where we face. Here from America, we face the east, the Mizrach, which that is where Yerushalayim is, that's where the place of the temple is. And if you would be in the other side of the world, you would face west towards Yerushalayim. פסוק ג' says David HaMelech, אל תמשכני עם רשעים. Please don't pull me, don't put me in a position where I'm attracted to people who are wicked. ועם פועלי אבן. And with people that are not just wicked to Hashem, but are also people who harm other human beings. דוברי שלום עם רעיהם ורעה בלבבם. That's a third level, and that's the fakers, the ones that pretend to be nice to you, that sound politically correct, But in reality, in their heart, they don't like you. They just are nice from the outside. So these are the three types of people that David HaMelech asks Hashem, and we, as we say this Perek of Tehillim, we ask Hashem to protect us, not to be in the company and not to be attracted and not to be friends with this type of people, either the ones that are Resha'im, that don't follow the Torah or Mitzvot, that they're wicked to Hashem, or also bad to people, or those who have double face. And he asked not to fall in their trap. And obviously that's what we ask when we read this Perek of Tehillim. Pasuk Dalet, ten lahem kefo'alam, uchero amal alehem. Pay them back like the way they do, and like their wrong deeds. Kema'aseh yadehem ten lahem. The way they do with their hands, do to them. Hashev gumulam lahem. Repay them what they do. In here, says David HaMelech, ten lahem kefualam, like what their actions are. Why? Because human beings don't know what really the actions of the others are. We don't know why they do what. We don't know what their background is. We don't know how they were raised. We think people get upset. We don't know what they go through the day before, the night before. So we could see that what they do is wrong, but we can't really judge other people for their doings because we don't know where it's coming from. But Hashem does. And that's why he says, only you can really pay back to a person like what they do because you know where it's coming from. Keroa ma'ala lehem, like the wrong of their doing. Ma'alal, you see the repetition of the alila, the lamed lamed, that one pulls the other. And this is what happens with avera goreret avera. We do one thing wrong, and then the next wrong thing comes after. You do one thing right, the good thing comes after. One pulls the other. A good deed brings another, and a bad deed brings another. And that's what Rama Lalehem means, because Avera Goreret Avera and Mitzvah Goreret Mitzvah. One good deed brings another and one bad deed pulls another. Kema'aseh yadehem hashev lahem. This is already about when we do something or someone, let's say Reuven does something wrong and Levi sees him and he says, oh, so I guess it's not so bad. If Reuven does that, I guess it's not such a bad thing. And then he might end up doing the same. So being a bad example automatically makes other people think that, if so-and-so, if it's being done, I guess it's not so bad. And then others may end up doing the same thing, even if originally they thought it was horrible. Unless you fight against it, then you see something happening, big chance that it's not going to look as bad in your eyes, and you might end up doing it. And this is why he says, protect me from those people, so I won't get bad influences. And also, he says that Hashem, you pay them not only for what they did wrong, but also for the influence that they caused others to sin. Hashem lahem gumulam, pay them back what they deserve because they cause others, they have influence on others. Let's say there is a kid in your child's class that teaches him to kick. You're not happy with the first child who taught your kid how to kick. And you say, because of him, now my son is kicking, right? So this is the example what David HaMelech says. You make those, the first ones that did something wrong, they should be responsible for it. Next pasuk. Ki lo yavinu el peulot Hashem ve'el maaseh yadav. because they don't understand the actions of Hashem. What happens with these wicked people? They do things, and when they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways in the world, what he does, they have complaints and they say, I don't get it. If Hashem, if God is so big, how come he does this? How come he allows this to happen? And he says, Lo yavinu el peulot Hashem, they don't understand Hashem's deeds and actions. Why? Because lo yavinu lo mitbonenim, they don't look into it. If you don't study something, you're not going to know it. People who don't learn Torah and don't learn Sifrei Musar, ways, the books that teach us the ways of Hashem, how are they going to understand the ways of God if they don't learn it? And therefore, ve'el ma'aseh yadav, they don't understand, they don't look into it. Of course they will have complaints because they never paid attention, they never put the time to go and learn the Torah and see what Hashem writes there and what he expects us to do and where he exactly says, if you do this, I'll do that, etc. And therefore, Yehersem velo yivnem, he destroys them and he does not build them. What does that mean? It means that when a person has complaints, let's say you bring a contractor and you tell him, I want you to redo my bathroom. My bathroom is old, I want you to rebuild it. And you show him exactly how you want your new bathroom to look. And he comes, he brings a crew, and they come and they break your entire bathroom. You come home at the end of the day, you see your house dirty, everything broken. You call him and you say, how dare you? What did you do? You broke. Now, if you say it nicely and you understand a little bit, he would tell you, what do you mean? I need to break in order to build. But to a foolish person who doesn't want to hear, doesn't want to understand, and he's just fighting, you broke it, I told you to fix it, and instead you broke it, what would the contractor do? He would just leave the place and never come back. And this is what it says in this pasuk. Because they don't understand, because they don't want to understand, because they don't want to pay attention to Hashem's actions and deeds, that's why Yehersem velo yivnem, he destroys them and he just leaves them. He doesn't build them back. Baruch Hashem ki shama kol tachanunai. David says, thank you to Hashem that he heard my voice of prayer, what I asked him for in the past, that he had saved me throughout everything I went through. Hashem uzi umagini. Hashem is my rock, Hashem is my protector. Bo batach libi. Him is what my heart trusts. Vene'ezarti. And that trust, that I trust him, that what gives me the help. That is my strength. That is what empowers me. Vaya'aloz libi. And that gives me joy and happiness. What? My trust in Hashem. When we feel the trust, when we trust Hashem, and we lean on it, that gives us joy and happiness. Ve'ya'aloz libi u'mishiri ahudenu, says David. And then, how do I thank him? How do I praise him? With my song, with the Tehillim that he composed. Hashem oz lamo, Hashem is the strength for them. For who? For his nation that would go to war without him. Remember, we said that in the beginning. Uma'oz yeshuot meshicho. And he is the song of the salvation of his Mashiach. Who is the Mashiach? David HaMelech. He's talking about himself. He says, Hashem is the strength, the savior of the nation, and the song of his Mashiach, of his messenger, which is David himself. Hoshia et amecha, and here he has a prayer for his people. Please save your nation. Uvarech et nachalatecha, and bless your inheritance. We, us, Bnei Israel, are the nachala, the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he chose us as his children. So says David HaMelech, even if they don't deserve your blessing, bless them because they're your children. Ur'em, and shepherd them like a shepherd, just like a shepherd. What do the little animals do for the shepherd? Nothing. They belong to him, and that's why he takes care of them. They don't do anything for the shepherd. They just belong to him. And that's what David says. You take care of us like the shepherd does for his little animals because they belong to him. We belong to you. Venasem, and raise them. This is such an important request, to be raised, to feel important, that we should know our value. We are Hashem's children. We are his nachala. We are his inheritance. We belong to him. Each one of us, we are a princess, a daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, understanding that I'm here today, first of all, because Hashem allowed me to wake up today. Hashem wants me here. When we understand Hashem wants me here, and not only he wants me here, but he wants me here as his daughter, being that he is the king. So who am I? I am chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said in the bracha in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns us. He crowned me this morning. And this is what it means, Venasem, raise them, make them feel important. Why? Because when we feel important, we act important. So that's what David says, Ur'em, shepherd them, Venasem, and raise them, make them feel important. And we should do that to ourselves. We should know our value forever and ever, ad ha'olam. Be'atzlacha rabba. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we should always know our value and feel the closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.